me psychoanalyze you. You're stupid. I need to have negative thoughts to keep me safe from the saber-toothed tiger that's gonna pop out and eat me as soon as I step out of my cave. Humans were pretty fucked up, but there's beauty in that imperfection. Hello, hello, what is up, Floodsters? Welcome back. It's another day. It's another fucking snowy day here in Boulder, Colorado, coming to you once again from Basement Studio. You know what I've been thinking about? I have been thinking about the 1800s. And it started because I've been watching this show on Apple TV called The Buccaneers, and it's sort of like a Bridgerton, but better. And it takes place in like a fictional 1800s. And I've always kind of been fascinated with that time period. You know, I like to think about how fucking big the world was back then. It took like half a day to get to fucking Denver from Boulder on horseback, as opposed to now where I can just get to Denver in 45 minutes. To go to Asia would take like, I don't know, 4 months on a fucking boat. And now I can get there in 15 hours. Anybody who took a boat back then was insane or like really desperate. I suppose like mostly really desperate. How my ancestors decided to come to New York, it's just insanity. Can you imagine spending fucking months on a boat, in the bottom of a boat, just like shitting and puking your brains out? The only time I've ever been on a sailboat, I was fucking sick for the entire like 6-hour boat ride. I can't even imagine. I mean, you know, most of my ancestors came by choice or because they were escaping the mafia in Sicily. And the other ones, the African ones, well, let's just say it wasn't by choice. Yeah, and I don't know, I like to think also about how different entertainment was back then. For example, you're bored in the evening, so you crack open your trinket box that has like some childhood treasures, a couple of pictures of your family and your dead brother or something, and you just stare at them and play with them like all evening. And that was entertainment. And now it's like I sit down and in a couple of hours, I've consumed more information than most of these people probably ever were exposed to in their entire lives. It's wild to think about. And I feel like if you were rich, your life was probably even more boring because you just had fucking servants doing everything for you. So you just sat in the drawing room and had a spot of tea, you know? At least if you were poor, you had to like fucking work to survive and there was something to do. I'm not saying that was a great life either. And life for women was also shit. Most of them didn't even fucking read. They couldn't even pick up a book to entertain themselves. And as a woman, you're just like man's property. You're married off to some dude in the interest of wealth or family relations or whatever. It's just, ugh. When I think about time travel, it always sounds exciting. But then when I think, like, I'm a woman, I don't think there's anywhere in history I can go besides now where things are remotely decent for women. Have you ever seen Time Traveling Bong? I don't know how much I've talked about this on here, but it's Ilana Glazer from Broad City wrote this 420 TV show called, it was just like a one episode thing called Time Traveling Bong that came out like 10 years ago. And her and her friend travel around every time they take a hit of the bong. And it's like everywhere she goes just fucking sucks for her because she's a woman. And then she goes to like the caveman period. That's the only time she likes because all the cavemen are like these big brutish guys who are all horny for her. And she just like fucks a bunch of them and she enjoys it and she doesn't want to leave. Anyway, it's funny. Check it out. But this kind of brings up something I've been thinking about a lot lately, which is like how fucked our brains have become because of this constant exposure to ridiculous amounts of media and information. Our brains just can't compute at a rate fast enough to really process it all. So our brains are just like on overdrive. They're like not really functioning. And we get so much instant gratification from social media that we've just depleted our brains of dopamine. It's no wonder why half of the world has ADHD. I mean, I don't really think it's half of the world, but it's like I can't turn on a podcast without somebody being like, yeah, my ADHD, and that's me too, you know? So I've been on this kick lately of wanting to increase my dopamine because I just feel like it's low, not because I have ADHD, although that is a deficiency of dopamine, but also just because I feel like unexcited about life, unhappy in a way, not fulfilled. And maybe it's because my life isn't very fulfilling, but also it's probably because I'm just lacking some dopamine here. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about how to increase dopamine. This is sort of like the biological version of how to be happy. Like, what can I do to my biology to make me happy, not just things I do out in the world? Now, the thing I have been obsessed with lately is cold motherfucking showers. I'm talking turn that tap on until it's cold, 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 all the way cold. Leave it on for 1 minute and then get in that shower for 2 minutes and tell me you don't get some kind of rush from that. I feel like this is really boosting my dopamine. When I'm also feeling kind of like messed up in the morning, I usually get kind of like hungover from my sleep meds in the morning. And I can feel pretty off. Takes me a while to wake up. So I've just been popping in that cold shower. And man, does that solve that issue pretty quickly. So I don't know if there is solid science behind taking cold showers or doing an ice plunge. Some people say it increases dopamine. That's what ChatGPT told me. I don't know where it gets its resources from. So I don't know if this is true, but that's why people have been into it lately, why it's such a big craze now. So I really recommend giving this a try. It sounds miserable, especially in the fucking winter when there is snow outside like there is today to take a cold shower. But believe me, you get used to it. You actually start to enjoy it because you get such a rush, such an awakening feeling when you do it. Of course, exercise is also unbeatable for raising dopamine. I've been going to the gym lately and like just fucking running on the treadmill. I've never really been into doing much cardio, and I've always had difficulty running because I get shin splints. But I have been finding it very relaxing and very good for my mental health. So I recommend. I'm always going to be an advocate for fucking weight training, but cardio is great too. To get your heart rate up really fast does something to the brain. Well, I didn't mention this in the intro, but part of the reason why I'm also into increasing dopamine is that I am trying to go down on some antidepressants because I've had some nasty side effects for years that I'm just fucking tired of. So that's part of the reason I've been a little bit more depressed lately, I think. So I'm just doing my best to do natural things that are good for me. One of those things I'm attempting is to drink less. And I'm drinking less, I would say, but I'm not doing a great job. According to Alex, who is the authority on everything, just kidding. According to him, if you drink, it raises your dopamine, so it can lead to long-term depletion. So I'm trying to drink less, at least. I would love to not drink at all or very occasionally on a special occasion. But I don't know. I'm not there yet. You know, it's kind of a vicious cycle with alcohol. No, you feel depressed, so you drink, and then it makes you feel depressed. You know what I did last night that raised my dopamine? I did have a glass of wine. I'll preface this by saying, but you can do this without drinking at all. Fucking put on some banger tunes, make a nice playlist, and just dance in front of the fucking mirror. I love to do that. I've been doing that since I was in my early 20s. And that's so good. It feels so good. Music also just raises your dopamine. Nothing sad, something heart pumping. You know that your heart actually sinks to the beat of whatever music you're listening to, which is why like really intense, fast-paced music is good for working out? Crazy fact, huh? The next thing that is great for boosting dopamine is motherfucking sunlight. And I know it's winter and it's hard to get all that sunlight, you know, because it's dark so early for a lot of us. And some places it's just cloudy all winter. But fortunately here in Colorado, we have a ridiculous amount of sunshine and it's great. Even when it's cold, it's sunny out. So it's still possible to go on walks and to get sunshine or to just sit outside in the sunshine. And that's supposedly great for dopamine, fresh air and sunshine. What I have been doing lately so that I get more sunshine in the winter is going to bed insanely early and getting up insanely early. It's like I just didn't fucking recognize daylight savings. I was like, fuck this shit. I'm on my own time zone. I take my medication at like 8. Then I go to bed and I turn off the lights at like 8:30. And then I doze off, usually watching something at 8:45 and then officially go to bed at 10. But I'm really falling asleep at like 8:30 and I'm getting up pretty early, like 6 a.m. That's even before the sun gets up. So I am awake. I see the whole day and it's really nice. It's really nice. I get a lot of sun, even in this fucking basement that's kind of dark. I still manage to see the sun, to see the light, and it's making me happier. I'm attributing the fact that I don't have really bad SAD this year, a seasonal affective disorder, because of this routine. So if you can do that at all, I think that that is a great, great method. And speaking of sleep, sleep is just like fucking important. Also for dopamine levels. I sleep pretty good because I take meds for it, but I'm trying to get off some of my sleep meds. So I don't know how my sleep is gonna be. I'm attempting to replace the medication with some healthy supplements. But you gotta be careful with these supplements that increase dopamine because if you're on antidepressants and they also increase serotonin, you can have, you can get something called serotonin syndrome, which is way too high serotonin levels. So you got to be fucking careful. Make sure you talk to your health provider before you do any of this, please. But I could do a whole fucking podcast on all the shit I do to help me sleep, but I'm just going to go over them real quickly here. Your lights need to be turned down. You need to start dimming the lights a couple hours before bed, like 3 hours before bed. And every hour you decrease the light in your room until half an hour before bed, it is dark with nothing but some night lights. You can try tryptophan. That's really good for sleep. L-theanine, California poppy, and passion flower. You can usually find a sleep herbal supplement that has like California poppy, valerian, and L-theanine, something like that. Some combination of those herbs have been the most helpful for me for sleep. And I also take melatonin. And again, I don't know how safe that is. You better talk to somebody about it. And the other thing I like for sleep is CBD. And again, for me, that has to be at really high doses. Doses of like between 100 and 200 milligrams, which for most people is a ridiculous amount, but it is possible to take that much and to get really high, strong CBD oil. But if you've taken CBD and it doesn't work, it's probably because you're not taking enough. That's what I have found. So yeah, I think if you focus on that stuff, you're gonna help increase your dopamine and hopefully you'll be happy and have a little bit less ADHD. Alrighty, folks, as always, you can reach out to me at perfectlyflawedcast@gmail.com or hit me up on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram at perfectlyflawedcast. Ba 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 ba.